Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Everybody, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. And we are here live every Sunday at 7 p.m. unless I have to play a concert and I have four more concerts to go. So we'll keep you appraised with everything that's going on. And I'll tell you what, you have to check out our Facebook page, Money and Change / Financially Prepped. We have a lot of good information there. And by the way, if you check out the comment section, you'll also find out the topics that we're going to cover tonight. If we don't get a chance to cover all of them, they'll at least be listed there and you can do your own research and due diligence, okay? Wow, what a crazy week. And a crazier week ahead. I'll tell you what, it's been something going on. But before we get going, you know, I always have to do shout outs. And if I don't do them, I don't think the big boss would get excited. He might. Of course, I'd feel like I slighted everybody. So we want to get on with that because I'll tell you what, we do a lot of good stuff right here on the Trim Radio Network. And here we are, different page. I'm showing you different things each week, elevating your voices and amplifying your impact. This is our main page, trimradio.com. It's our company and leadership. And all you have to do is click on that. We have the Fab Four right here. We have Michael Bejas. He's the founder and CEO, and he's responsible for the overall vision and mission and leadership and performance of the entire company. And then we have Raskel Stefan. He's the chief operating officer and good old computer guru. He's responsible for the day-to-day operational management of the network, ensuring efficiency and quality. And then there's me. And I guess I'm the chief relationship officer, trying to make everybody happy and building the foundational trust and goodwill necessary to keep us going. And then, of course, we have Victoria Smith, and she's the chief marketing officer. She's responsible for all the marketing activities, brand development, audience growth, and creator acquisition strategies. Boy, that's a mouthful. And I'll tell you what, if you need any marketing advice, you want to check her out because she is a wizard at marketing. So you want to check out Victoria Smith. And how do you do that? Well, you can contact her right here on Trim Radio, or you can watch her shows on Trim Radio. Okay, so you can do that. And if you want to contact us, it's very easy. All you have to do is hit the red button over here on the right side, and it says, "How can we help you today?" Put your name in, your phone number. And you can say, "I want to know more about contacting Victoria Smith for marketing." Or, "I want to contact Raskel Stefan on computers." Or, "I want to contact Stu Scheer about joining up with his My World," or gee whiz, Money and Change page. It's very easy to do. And then all you have to do at the bottom is hit the send the message, and it's done. And that's how you get a hold of us. Okay, it's very easy to do. Very easy to do. And if you want to take another look at things that we do, our shows. Yeah, we do have shows. We have Money and Change right here every Sunday at 7 p.m. And like I said before, we're generally a live show every Sunday at 7. except when I play a concert, and I still have four concerts to go. So I will have that posted, and you can view an encore edition, a rerun of some of our past shows, and I will have that posted on our Facebook page. Also, we have Life Walk with Christ God, and that's going to be with Michael Bejas, and that's every Wednesday at 7 p.m., followed by My World right here at 8 p.m., and we are live except, yeah, there's an exception, except for this Wednesday. I will be in Cincinnati, Ohio, Wednesday and Thursday, and I can't get out of it. I have to be there. So with that, we'll have an encore edition of My World on Wednesday, and you can check that out on our Facebook page and also with our YouTube stuff. Okay. Also, we have Victoria Smith's Natural Marketer Podcast. She's on Thursdays, and she has a very good show. You want to check her out. Okay. We've got Offsides College Football Top 25 with Michael Bejas and company. We have the Positude Podcast. Oh, yeah. I got to tell you when Offsides is. It's Thursdays at 7 p.m. And then Friday at 8 p.m., we have the Positude Podcast. And then on Saturday, we have at 1 p.m., Adventure Awaits Around the Bend, and at 1:30, Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck at 1:30. And then that night, Saturday night at 9 p.m., we have Riscala Stefan and the Riscala's Red Pill Reality Show. You can take the red pill or you can take the blue pill. Which one do you want? Well, I watched the show, and he has a very good show. He's on for 3 hours. He's the guy that does the three-hour show. I can't do that with a lot of my stuff. But boy, he can. And he's got some good guests on. And I'll tell you what, watch that show. Saturdays at 9 p.m. And we've got some new shows, too. At 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, we have Let's Talk About It with Dora Sherry. And she has different guests on her show. And then at 7 p.m. on Thursdays, we have Peter Kling. And he's doing Revelation. And you notice we have another spot over here. You can pitch your own show. If you want to do your own show, hey, let us know. Just let us know. Hit that red button. And there it is. Put your name, phone number, and I want to know more about doing my own show. What equipment do I need, et cetera, okay? Then all you have to do is hit send the message. That's all you have to do. It's very easy to do. Now, how can you support Trim Radio? It's easy. You can either buy the merchandise or you can advertise, and you want to contact Victoria Smith for that, or you can donate. Three ways to keep us on the air, because all the money that we get goes specifically for paying for airtime. Airtime is not cheap. And so we send it from our servers to the web servers, and it goes out all over the world. We are worldwide. And for example, this show, I have listeners in Myanmar, which used to be called Burma, India, South Africa, Kenya, other countries in Africa, and then we also have North America and Europe. All you have to do is be able to understand English and you're okay. I can't translate things in other languages. I can read a little bit of German, I can read a little bit of French and Italian, but primarily my language is English, okay? Now, what type of things do we have in our shop? It's very easy. Our shop, if you go to the collectibles page and you go to shop, we've got t-shirts, we've got hats, we've got mugs, we've got more t-shirts with money and chains. We've got the money and chains insulated mugs with lids and handles. We've got ceramic mugs. We've got the Offsides College Football Top 25 Premium Piqué Polo Shirt. We've got the Offsides College Football Top 25 shirts. And on page 2, If you click the button, there's the four dots. There we go. We've got kitty t-shirts. We've got offsides mugs. We've got the reality show mugs. We've got t-shirts. We've got the round mouse pad. We've got the Trim Creators dad's hat. We also have little ceramic ornament dangly things that says Creator Studios. We also have the embroidered beanies. And for some people, I imagine it is quite cold. And right now, going into the Southern Hemisphere, it's getting very cold. It's warming up here in the Northern Hemisphere. But in the Southern Hemisphere, if you want to buy these beanies, hey, they're great. Also, we have the Trim Creator rubber case for AirPods. If you constantly lose your AirPods, hey, buy one of our cases, okay? So the merchandise is there. And like I said, the money that we get from selling the merchandise goes directly into buying airtime. And that's what we've got. And so you can take a look at everything. We've got a live stream, which we're doing now. We have the vault, which is the encore editions. We have events and schedules in the community and so forth, but you can check us out. Also, if you take us to Money and Change / Financially Prepped on Facebook, you'll see something that looks like this. And certain members of our group are here. And if you want to be a member, hey, ask to be invited, and I'll go ahead and include you. And you'll get notifications. I don't do a lot of notifications, but I do post a few things every week on the show, whether or not it's informative news or I put on videos from other YouTubers that I happen to know and trust. And so, like for this show, we've got our leader page to join us at 7 p.m. And that's an AI rendition of me. Even though it put a wedding ring on me, for some reason, I don't know. I'm not married. And so for some reason, it decided I was going to be married. Oh, well. Anyhow, maybe someday. But you take a look at what we're doing here. We have things that we're going to talk about, especially high gas prices and different information. We've got the U.S. national debt clock. We've got inflation. Is it dead? Are they going to manufacture numbers out of thin air? Who knows? Oh, AI versus affordability. How about data centers going in? Talk about a lot of information on data centers. And if you take a look at my world, I've probably done 7 different shows on artificial intelligence and data centers. I've had some good guests on there too. And I'll continue to bring up information on there too. Also, we've got the most Americans can't afford new homes. American medicine supply chain is a national security vulnerability. Here's where wealth is moving in America. More things. And, oh yeah, we've got Rachel, who's better known as the Patriot Nurse. And she's talking a little bit about the economy, so you have to listen to her. And we've got different things. A to do before your card gets skimmed. How many times have you gone to the ATM and your card's been skimmed? How about the gas station when you go to buy gas with your card? Yeah, the slot where you put your credit card. You want to check to see if that is loose. Personally, I like to go inside and pay cash.
While the royal visit was grabbing headlines, President Trump was on the phone with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Susan Kokinda, that's a new one. And they talk a lot about economics on that show, as well as other topics. Anyhow, I've got all my buddies here. I like to check up on it from time to time. I send them different things, and they send me things. But you can always check out our information right here on our Facebook page, Money and Change / Financially Prepped. and we update it several times during the week. And I'll tell you what, with the stuff that's going on now, oh, I want to tell you, I try to keep that posted. And since I'll be in Cincinnati on Wednesday, and most likely all day Thursday, I will be taking my tablet, and I'll be going ahead and getting information there and trying to post things as much as I can. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, let's get into it here. Americans face the highest Memorial Day gas prices on record. Yeah. High prices, and especially if you're out on the West Coast. The East Coast isn't all that bad, but the West Coast, wow. They have higher taxes and other supply issues. But this article was today and in Zero Hedge, and it said the nationwide average price of regular gasoline marginally increased on Thursday after five straight days of decline. The American Automotive Association said in May 14th statement, and we'll go into that in a little bit later. The national average price is at the same range as it was in 2022, the year gas prices hit record highs. And I have a feeling we're going to hit record highs again, especially on Memorial Day. I hope they prove me wrong. But you can see the charts, and you can go back and you can read the articles and so forth. But one statement they had here, deliveries will be immediately as the department continues to move swiftly to address short-term supply disruption and strengthen the U.S. energy security. Because you have to have that. We have to have oil. We have to have gasoline. We have to have diesel. And if we don't, things come to a standstill. Also, if you take a look at prices in the grocery stores, they're going up. Why? Because the price of diesel went up. And in some cases, the price of diesel went so high that some trucking companies went out of business. They could no longer afford to stay in business. And that's what really gets scary. And when we can't get goods shipped by semi, which is a lot of the goods, you know, we used to do it by train and a little bit by plane, but we do a lot by semi-trailers. And those guys on the road, they have my sympathy, okay? Because long, hard hours of driving, and they have to get product from point A to point B very quickly. Well, here's the AAA fuel prices. I had to get this up there because you take a look at the different prices and you kind of wonder, but it all has to do with supply. And if you take a look at, oh, what's up in Maine, $4.51, almost $4.52 a gallon. And you go to Minnesota, $4.41 a gallon. You go to Michigan, $4.84 a gallon. You go to Ohio, it's $4.54, almost $4.55. And I'll tell you what, today, where I live in Western Ohio, it was $4.44. I don't think it's going to stay that low for long. It'll probably go back up. And around here, Speedway kind of sets the trend for prices. Whatever Speedway charges, everybody else kind of goes with it. Is that price fixing? I often wondered about that. What is it in Indiana? $4.14, almost $4.15 a gallon. And then if you want to go to North Carolina, $4.19 a gallon. And you start going down in the South, in the blue states here. Not politically, but they're just marked off in blue. Texas, a gallon of gasoline is $3.97, almost $0.98. What is it out in Hawaii? I'd like to see that one. $5.60, almost $0.64. That's expensive. And Alaska is at $5.28, we'll call it. So there you go, AAA, check them out. And they talk about a little relief as for drivers as national average dips and then rises again. They're playing a game. And I think they've always played a game with us, especially during the summer. And so you can take a look at the averages for the regular, mid-grade, and premium and the diesel. And the diesel price, the current average is $5.60, we'll call it 65 cents a gallon. And I imagine it would be more if you added in the cost of DEF, which is an additive for the fuel. Yeah, a lot of that is in taxes too. And I believe President Trump was considering dropping the federal tax on gas for a month or two. You just have to check into this, but they play a game. And they've always done it year after year after year after year. It's one price during winter time, and then it's a different price in the spring. And in the summer, they say, well, it's a different type of gas, which it could be. And so it's a different price there. Oh, we have a shortage. Oh, well, the price goes back up. So who's making the money? So you want to check that out. How can you get lower cost in the gas pump? Well, listen to this one. And this was in Dayton, Ohio.
These days are just outrageous. Many of you tank for 80, 90, even 100 bucks a stop.
Who knows how long the prices are going to stay this high. So why not try to save as much as you can, right? So here are just a handful of ways you can cut down that fuel cost. You're here at UDF. Why?
The U drive points.
How much did you get off for the gallon today?
I just got 6 cents off.
Thornton's, that's your choice. Why?
You get 3 to 5 cents off to the app.
With gas prices climbing higher and higher, some people are having panic attacks at the pump.
I'm watching these numbers. They're climbing, they're climbing, they're climbing. How sad is it to see?
It is kind of sad.
That makes it more important than ever before to take advantage of apps and points programs that can point your budget back in the right direction. UDF has the U-Drive, where you can consistently save 6 cents per gallon. The more you buy inside the store, the more points and the more savings on gas. Thornton's, BP, and Amoco all use something called the Earnify app. Join and save 5 cents per gallon. Add another 5 cents if you're an Amazon member. With Wawa, you can shave 50 cents per gallon off your bottom line for the first 30 days after joining, then it's 5 cents per gallon after that. Shell Fuel Rewards gives you 10 cents a gallon off your first fill up, then 20 your second, and 30 your third, before then settling back to 5 cents every fuel stop. Around Cincinnati, 90% of my social media followers who responded say Kroger is king.
We're a Kroger plus family.
You get a Kroger point for every dollar you spend in the store. After $1,000, which could be a month of groceries for many families, you get a dollar off a gallon. That's as good as it gets.
If you don't feel like dealing with all the apps, the simplest way to save money is join Costco here. $65 a year to become a member. It consistently saves you 10 to 40 cents a gallon compared to the other stations around. Look at this line. It's like Disneyland or Kings Island. Maybe they ought to sell a fast pass.
If you're not brand loyal, here's another very easy way to save.
If you're like me and you don't mind driving around a little bit, I would recommend getting this Gas Buddy app. Once you get it, you click on it, find gas. And from where I sit here in Mason, it shows you all of the gas stations within, you know, a handful of miles. This is 2 miles away, 3 miles away here. But look at this. Here's all your prices. $4.49 Kroger, UDF $4.49. The cheapest I'm finding right now, Costco and Meijer, $4.39 a gallon.
Prices are still painful, but you can get in the perks game and at least take some pressure off. And if you're a junior in high school, sometimes there's another points program to take advantage of.
You pay for your own gas or your parents, Fiona?
Sometimes I do, sometimes they do.
When they do, you fill it all the way up, don't you?
Yeah.
And there you go. That's sometimes the advantage of being young. Gas Buddy, by the way, it is a must. It shows you places to save that are literally within a half a mile or so of the more expensive convenience stores around. And after that, just pick a favorite. It doesn't matter. Just pick one, pick a place, add their app. So at least you're always in the game. You got to be taking advantage of something.
That's good. And we even pointed that out to our recent college graduate who, you know,
decided to get gas at 60 cents a gallon more than the other place.
Yeah.
You mean money grows on trees? Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know about this. Yeah.
And that's out of Cincinnati. Yep. Well, here's the U.S. debt clock. The U.S. debt right now is at $39,255,557,000,000 and climbing, and that's $114,178 per citizen. But for the rest of us to pay taxes, gee, I guess we owe $357,000. No, $357.70 per taxpayer. I don't know about you, but I don't have that hanging around. And how did we get there? I think the government likes to spend and spend, spend and spend and print more money and print more money. Like I always say, they spend money like a drunken sailor. Only a drunken sailor knows when to quit because they run out of money. And Congress has not been on a set budget for years, and they need to go and develop a budget and stick to it. Because if we as citizens acted like the government, we'd be in jail. What happens when you overspend and overspend? Your credit cards get maxed out. Then you have no more credit. And then the credit card companies are wanting their money. One way or another, your house, your car, whatever. So, the only way to get out of this mess with national debt is to stop overspending. And that goes in the states too. And generally, the states have to have a balanced budget. And a lot of them do. It's like cities are not allowed to run in the red. So, and I imagine it would be the same for states. I know, having worked for the state for many years, our budget had to be within 0.1%. And so my budget, for example, just for my section was several million dollars just for maintenance and repair of equipment. That didn't include everything else. But for that budget, I had to be within 0.1%. And if I was over that, a lot of questions got asked by the people above me. Okay. So a lot of information. Well, hey, with this U.S. debt clock, you can take a look at what we're taking in right now. We're taking in $5,462,000,000,000 and plus. And that's about $15,938 per citizen. And they take a look at local revenue, state debt, and per citizen and so forth. A lot of good statistics here. A lot of very, very good statistics. And for example, if you want to take a look at, where was that? I was going to look for gold. Well, precious metal reserves. That looks like $1,710,000,000,000 plus. And you could take a look at gold and supply demand. You can do a mortgage loan calculator. If you click on that, there it is. Loan amount, how many years, the interest rate, first payment date, and calculate. Just hit on that, it does the calculation, bingo, there you are. How's that? So a total of 180 payments, you're paying $220,613 for a house that was, let's go back and see what that house was, $150,000. That doesn't seem right, does it? Your best bet is to pay with cash as much as you can and save your money and have a good down payment. and don't live beyond your means. And I always tell people, pay down your debt, put some money aside, set up that emergency savings fund, buy some long-term food, whether it's going to be canned goods, freeze-dried, powder, whatever. But do that. Be able to purify and store water. That's 3 gallons per person per day. Can you do that? Make sure you have your medications. And that's a big one. You have to have your medications. Make sure you have a good first aid kit. Make sure you have blue tarps for your roof. What happens if you get a leak? Or a windstorm comes along and takes some roofing shingles off? Those blue tarps come in handy. Well, where do you get them? Any hardware supply store? Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart? A lot of different places have them. Menards. Make sure you have the clothing for the season. So right here in Ohio, it's going to be warm weather season. It was up to, I believe, 87 degrees today. So air conditioners are going to be on. I use mine sparingly. I'll probably be using it a lot this summer. Make sure you have batteries for your radios and flashlights, alternative sources to store energy. Like, for example, portable battery packs, so forth. I'll tell you what, and I always talk about GMRS radios, and the Hamvention is down in Xenia, Ohio right now, okay? Going on this weekend. But anyhow, right here, this is a GMRS radio, General Mobile Radio Service radio, $35 for a 10-year license. That's $3.50 a year. This is an Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771G antenna. G stands for GMRS. And I'll tell you what, I talk to people down in Dayton, Ohio, and I'm 35 miles away from the repeater. And from there, I can go out another 90 miles. And it's great. I get to talk to a lot of different people. And it's a fun hobby. But if there's an emergency and the phones go down, the cell phones don't work, these radios will. It's a good investment. You just don't go to Walmart, better known around here as Wally World, or Costco, because their radios may say they'll go 50 miles, but they don't because they don't have the right antennas or they don't have the sufficient power. And so you have to pay more for what you get, but it's worth it in the long run. So I have several GMRS radios. Why? Because in an emergency, I have relatives locally that can use that to communicate, and I can get them a radio and they can use my call numbers for that radio. They just have to follow the rules, and that's it. It's a decent deal. I wouldn't be talking to you about it. I mean, some people say, well, you got to study for a test. No, you don't, not with GMRS. You do for a ham radio license, but not GMRS. And I don't especially want to talk all over the world, but locally and through a repeater, getting out 90 miles or so, hey, that's great. I have people I can contact in an emergency. I can also monitor a lot of things in an emergency. And you have to look out for the SHTF frequencies, okay? And Ocean has those in their radios, W-O-U-X-U-N, okay? What else is going on? How about this one? The Fed will invent new inflation numbers out of thin air. Gee, is it? It's not, the numbers aren't in this hand. They're not in this hand. Where are they? Oh, let's just make them up. Well, I think they have formulas that they use, and this was submitted at Zero Hedge by QTR's Fringe Finance. And it said the Federal Reserve is rapidly approaching the point where every available option becomes politically toxic, economically destructive, or both. And inflation remains stuck around 3.8% CPI, Consumer Price Index, well above the Fed's stated 2% target. And that number alone should theoretically eliminate any serious discussion of aggressive easing. So Treasury yields are rising as bond investors demand compensations for persistent inflation, uncontrollable fiscal debts, and the growing realization that Washington's debt load is becoming increasingly unstable. See what happens when you print too much money with not enough money to back it? So that's part of the problem. Well, as he's been writing about, the Fed's dilemma is now impossible to ignore. They have to deal with it, which is amazing. They finally have to deal with something. Raising rates further would intensify pressure on households, corporations, regional banks, commercial real estate, and most importantly, the federal government itself, which now faces massive refinancing needs at dramatically higher borrowing costs. And countries will say, well, we'll loan you some money, but you're going to pay a higher rate. And pretty soon it's going to be to the point where you go into default, where the interest rate is high and the amount that you owe is really high that you can't even pay it back. And you default. What happens to the dollar? It collapses. Now, what happens if they suddenly have a banking holiday? Think of it this way. If there's a banking holiday and the banks are shut down for maybe 3 days, 5 days, a week, 2 weeks, you had better have some cash on hand because your credit card may not work. You may not be able to write a check. So that's why you want to keep some cash securely at home or wherever. What, you know, you find a safe place to put it. Okay? Don't tell anybody where it's at. And then that way, in an emergency, you have it. It's not your emergency savings fund, but it is something in an emergency you can use to buy food. You could buy gasoline. You could buy water, medicines. Okay? It's being financially prepared. It's something to look at. Okay? So we're going to have inflation, and we're experiencing it right now. Okay? And Bloomberg Businessweek says, is inflation dead? No, it's going to be here for quite a while until they balance the budget. If they know how to balance a budget and pay things down so we don't have a big debt, then we're going to be in good shape. But at $39 trillion in debt, that's a lot of debt. We shouldn't have that. I think I remember one time where we had something like $8 trillion or $6 trillion in debt. And we thought, oh, that was bad. Now look at it at $39 trillion. COVID played a big part of that, where the government was giving out a lot of free money. And now it's coming back to bite us, okay? So read the rest of the article, Zero Hedge. You can check it out on our Facebook page, okay? Wow, AI, artificial intelligence. Yeah, I won't go into the whole article, but they're talking about the AI and data center build out competes for money. Locally, we're supposed to get 2 data centers. And we think that was done by surreptitious means, but we don't know. They're researching it right now to see if anything out of the ordinary was done that could have violated law. And it's going to be interesting. It really is. And the way I look at it is, you don't want to violate the law. I mean, the rules are rules. That's what it is. You get a speeding ticket, you pay the ticket and go on and don't speed again. Okay? you say something bad about somebody in church, and they say, well, it'll cost you 10 bucks in the mission box. So you pay the mission fee and don't do it again. Just word of advice. Well, anyhow, the AI and data center build out. This new data center that we're supposed to get here, the two new ones, are going to be big ones. And supposedly, they are going to be Meta. And we're talking several billion dollars worth of investment. That's a lot of money. And they're saying that semiconductor variations depend heavily on data center and AI spending. Well, what's all the AI for? We never used it before. Artificial intelligence? Are we that dumb that we have to use artificial intelligence? It's kind of interesting, some of the things you can get. It really is. I mean, I can Google stuff up on the gas prices. And it will give me suggestions on how to save. It just depends on the question that you ask it. But here we are. We're getting all these data centers. I think Ohio's going to get over 200 of them. Do we really need them? And then how much water are they going to consume to keep the computers cool? How much pollutants are there going to be after the water has been run through a cycle? Where is it going to be discharged? In the river? Is it going to be held in settling tanks? You know, cooling towers, whatever. Sound pollution. The diesel generators for backups are going to make noise. And if you're living within 2 miles of that noise, it'll probably drive you crazy. And then you also have light pollution from all the lights going on in that facility. How about electromagnetic frequencies and so forth? A lot of things have to be considered before you jump in. And a lot of people have been jumping in. And these data centers have paid, for example, in our location here, I believe it was $87,000 an acre. It artificially drove up the prices on everything as far as land value. And we're losing a lot of good farmland because of it. And our county does have some very good farmland. Well, anyhow, there's a lot of stuff going on with artificial intelligence. And you can follow me on Facebook. I like to post things. I'm a member of different groups. And I like to be informed. I'm not going to say I'm positively for it or against it. I want to know all the facts ahead of proceeding. I don't like to just jump into something because you get burned. And so AI is going to raise up, and it has raised up in other locations, electrical costs for not only the AI center, but for the consumers in the area. The water prices have gone up. Water availability has disappeared. For example, there was an article that one of my friends sent it to me, and I remember just glancing over it, where I believe it was Lake Tahoe. The water at Lake Tahoe is going to be used for a data center, so people around Lake Tahoe have to find their own water. Now, whether that article is absolutely 100% truth, I don't know. But when you take a lake like Lake Tahoe and you use that water to cool a data center, what's the importance of the data center? I mean, people need water to survive. We just can't pull it out of thin air. We can't invent it. There's a certain finite amount. And when it's gone, it's gone. When it evaporates, you get salts. Interesting thing to study up on. And if you listen to me on my world and you take a look at some of the archives that we've done, guess what? We talk about that. about a lot of different things here in my world every Wednesday, okay? 8 p.m. Wow, what else is going on? Most Americans can't afford new homes. People are priced out of homes. And this was done by visual capitalist Dorothy Neufeld. And she shows where Americans are being priced out and where there are barriers to home ownership and the higher prices. And this is kind of neat. And I'll blow it up a little bit. And this is in 2026. And you take a look at Maine or New Hampshire. New Hampshire households need $211,000 in income to afford a $678,000 median priced home. Yeah. How about New York? 81%. Pennsylvania, 80%. Virginia, 59%. West Virginia, 65% of the people are priced out. Kentucky, 71%. Ohio, 77% of people are priced out of new homes. And the prices keep going up. And with data centers and the way that they're buying up homes, then tearing them down to put a data center in, it's scary, guys. It really is. Tennessee, 68%. Now, if I didn't live in Ohio, I might consider moving to Tennessee. I really might. I've been through the state. I kind of like it. If you can find flat land. You can take a look at Arkansas. Oklahoma, 68% are priced out. Texas, 65% are priced out. California, 66%. Oregon, wow. 81% are priced out of a new home. 76% in Washington, 82% in Montana. I don't know about you. I don't know whether or not I could live in Montana. It could be very nice territory, but it gets cold. If you like cold, that's fine. And then you got Wyoming at 82%. I'm just not a cold weather person. I mean, Ohio, we have our fluctuations here. But I don't know. And somebody told me just the other day at a graduation dinner, they said, well, really? You want to move to Florida? And we can come and visit you at your condo. And I'm like, hey, yeah, right. Uh-huh, you buy a condo for, let's say, $300,000, and your HOA for that condo is $750 a month. Yeah, $750 a month. I know I looked at one in the Clearwater Beach area. I was shocked when I saw the HOA fee. And I'm kind of a do-it-yourselfer anyhow. I don't know if I'd like paying an HOA fee. But anyhow, you can see what the prices are. Okay. Prices are going to go up, and these data centers are going to keep driving everything up and up and up and up. Maybe we really don't need data centers. Maybe we can just start taxing our brains a little bit more. What do you think? Well, what else is going on? America's medical supply chain is a national security vulnerability. Okay, according to Will Coggan at Real Clear Defense, take a look at your medications. How many medications are made in India? How many medications are made in China? Think about it. Well, here, Will is saying the Chinese government is tightening the screws on American investment in its artificial intelligence sector. The core purpose is to keep the U.S. capital out of technologies that deem strategically sensitive to national security. The protective action is a reminder to Washington that Washington also needs to prioritize insulating our own critical sectors from foreign adversaries. In other words, bring the manufacturing back to the U.S. originally, I believe it was under Nixon, started getting U.S. companies to go overseas and to go to China. And I had a friend of mine, and his company was asked to go to China. And they were going to have them manufacture their equipment over in China. And it could be made cheaper. They thought about it, but they said, no, we are very specific on our equipment because they make propellers for propeller-driven planes. And they're one of the few manufacturers in the world. And they are excellent at what they do. I'm not going to give them a plug, but I'll say Hartzell propellers make very good propellers. Okay. But you take a look at the pharmaceutical industry. They do a lot of pharmaceuticals over there. Now, how pure are they? You know, in Germany, they have a purity statement. It's a law. What you say it is, it has to be in there. It can't be anything else other than, for example, manufacturing beer, water, hops, and whatever else you want to put in it is limited. I know it's water and hops. I think that's just about it. That's what's in their beer. But the Chinese can change things around just like the Indians can. Like, for example, if you wanted to get ivermectin during COVID, you could only get it from Germany or India. And so, which has the purity laws? Germany. So you wanted to source things from there, whether or not it was ivermectin, fenbenzidol, or menbenzidol, or whatever. Purity laws, but you could still get things from India, and they would be in fairly decent shape. I mean, it wouldn't be maybe as pure as what they had in Germany. Could be, maybe not. Okay. But I like to see where things are made and try to get it the best way that it's going to be pure. Okay. But the U.S. has allowed a lot of pharmaceutical, big word, supply chains to become dangerously dependent on foreign rivals, namely, you know, India or China. And that's back during Nixon, back in the 70s. So everything's being made out of the country. It's time to bring it back in and let us make our own so we're not dependent on any other country for anything. You know, we have the world's largest supply of oil, but yet we still get 20% of it from the Middle East. Why? I don't know, but that's what we've got. We have a lot of natural gas, and we ship that out to other countries. But we don't have a lot of pharmaceuticals in the States, and that's where we need to do it. And the article says Washington can't let that happen, to have it stay over in China or other countries. We need to start doing it ourselves. The same thing, the five-year plan focused on electric vehicles and semiconductors. Wow, Beijing is expanding the semiconductors and so forth. We don't have a place that builds the semiconductors. We get them from Taiwan, or we have to get them from China. A lot of things to consider. Bring it all back to the States. Give us the jobs, and we'll give you a very good product. Okay, so check that article out. Here's where wealth is moving in America. Oh, yeah. Wealth migration. Where is it going? Florida, Texas, a little bit in Arizona, Utah, and so forth. When you see the negative numbers, people are leaving there. The manufacturing is leaving. Ohio, we've lost $2 billion in manufacturing. Indiana, let's just blow up Indiana here. $328 million have gone. Michigan, almost 1 billion, almost. New York, and a lot of companies are leaving, like New York, and it's going to be more than $10 billion. Where are they going? Any place but New York. But there you go. You can click on that and see the map, okay? Here's a little bit of AI. And I put it on our Facebook page because we're running out of time here. But just going over it briefly, how to budget in May and June of 2026. And according to artificial intelligence, account for the May weekend squeeze. Okay. May 1st through Sunday, May 31st. Allocate extra discretionary cash. More weekends means more opportunities for dining out, entertainment, and grocery shopping. And I always tell everybody, live beneath your means. You don't have to go out and eat all the time. It's better to stay at home, prepare your meals, know what's in your meals. Okay, I'm not going to give you a lecture there, but I think I just did. Fund June summer travel early. Find out your best deals, whether it's through Expedia or wherever. Create a dedicated travel sinking fund. Separate your vacation money from your everyday checking account to prevent accidental spending. Remember I talked about that emergency fund? Well, you can set up a vacation fund and put your money into the vacation fund. So let's just say you were paid hypothetically $1,000 a month, or a week rather. And you take that thousand and you say, okay, 500 has to go for food. And you work down your percentages and you say, okay, 20% has to go for discretionary spending. Whatever, you work out your budget. Some of it is a, what is it? It's a 50, 30, 20 rule, where you have 50% is for, you know, your home and food and so forth. Then you have 30%, and that's for another category. And you get to 20%. That's what you should be saving. Not everybody can do that. Not everybody, you know, makes $1,000 a week, right? So you have to be discretionary in how you do things. And they set up for utilities, childcare, social gifts, and all that kind of stuff. Implement a three-step execution strategy. Track your fixed cost first. Automate savings. Automatically put things into savings. Use a budgeting app. You can get those anywhere. And you go from there. Well, guys, we've gone through a lot of stuff here, and I mean a lot of stuff, and it's time to get out of here. Wow, time flies when you're having fun, right? Well, anyhow, hopefully you learned something today about money. Hopefully you learned something about saving money, and hopefully you stop back and see us next Sunday at 7 p.m., because we'll be talking about more about budgeting and saving money and so forth, okay? And check us out every Wednesday at 8 p.m. We'll be talking about data centers more often. But have a good week. Save your money. Live beneath your means. With that, see you.